Utah County is a hot real estate market for developers, but affordable housing is dwindling, and federally funded vouchers aren't keeping up with rising rents. KUER's Whitney Evans has the story.
William Boyd is sitting in a lawn chair on a gravel driveway outside of his apartment in Provo. The sound of hammers and saws reverberate throughout the 42-unit Brigham Apartments. Boyd has lived here for 17 years.
It's just sad. It's just pathetically sad.
The new property owner gave everyone a 30-day eviction notice in April. The renovation is effectively pricing out the tenants. Boyd is one of the final holdouts.
There was a lot of anger, a lot of hostility, a lot of hate, you know, a lot of disappointment because everybody in this building, basically everybody, is low housing income. They're Wasatch Mental Health clients. They have Social Security disabilities, and a lot of them live on welfare and things like that.
Brent Crane is the executive director of the Food and Care Coalition in Provo. The organization provides meals, laundry services, and case management for local homeless people, but there's no overnight shelter in Utah County. Crane says services in the county are plentiful and effective, but he calls the odds of someone with a federally funded Section 8 housing voucher finding a place to live right now in Utah County astronomically low. Provo Housing Authority estimates that out of every 50 housing vouchers distributed, only 8 to 10 of those vouchers will be used. Unfortunately, Crane says housing vouchers in Utah County are only worth about $600. Average rent there is just over $1,000.
And we've got people that are destitute, living in their cars, living up the canyon, trying to hide somewhere in Provo where they're not going to be detected because Provo City just passed a camping ordinance.
Crane says his clients are at the mercy of a market where rents are rising, especially in a city with a large population of college students.
And quite frankly, let's be honest, our clientele are not going to compete with most others. And so they're going to be at a greater disadvantage in a market like this.
In Utah County, where residents like to keep taxes low, Crane says he's hoping he and other service providers can appeal to landlords for relief.
See if we can't just, through that, through public awareness, have people maybe go, you know what? Yeah, I could make $1,200 on this unit, but I'm gonna rent one of my units for less, and I'm going to try to target somebody that's maybe less fortunate.
Provo City Councilwoman Kim Santiago says that would be ideal, but she says it can't all happen in downtown Provo. I spoke to her via video chat because she's out of the country.
There's not enough housing, but we have too much in one geographical area in our downtown, and that's a concern for our city. It really needs to be spread throughout the city and spread throughout the community.
Cities typically strive to have more market-rate housing than low-income, about an 80-20 split. But in Provo, it's nearly the opposite, Santiago says. One way cities create low-income housing is by requiring or providing incentives for builders to set aside low-income housing in new developments. That's called inclusionary zoning. Park City does it so service industry employees can afford to live in the high-priced community. Robert Strain owns Brigham Apartments, the complex that's being renovated and where William Boyd is being evicted. He suggests another solution, one that low-income and housing advocates in Utah County seem to agree with. The federal voucher program needs to catch up with the market. Strain owns a number of properties in Utah County, which he says gave him the flexibility to actually help the tenants that he removed. He offered some of his other units to those who qualified, and he hired his construction crews to move their possessions. But Strain admits not all property owners have that flexibility, and he doesn't think they should be required to provide low-income units.
You take a responsibility for the tenants you know and that you're affecting. And that's why I took responsibility.
He doesn't expect the same from other property owners.
I believe in a free market system that as an owner of a property, it's, you know, the right of the owner to decide what they're going to do with the particular property. And then also the rate is determined by the market.
Outside the Brigham Apartments complex, William Boyd told me he has a place to go, but it's not quite ready. He was granted an extension so he could stay at his apartment for a few more days. He acknowledges the owner has the right to order the evictions. The units were bad off, he says. The renovations will be a good thing in the end.
It just hurts when you know for the first week or two that you have nowhere to go, and it devastates you and it kind of oppresses and makes you feel depressed about, you know, what do I do next? What outlets do I have? And a lot of people don't have those outlets or those situations.
The value of Section 8 housing vouchers is set by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Officials with the Provo Housing Authority say they're petitioning federal officials to increase that value. Whitney Evans, KUER News.